I'm Kimberly Atkins-Store with First Person from On Point. Today, the joy of birds. The joy that might come if we take the time to listen, to look. Here's Julie Zickafoos with some words of advice on that front. She's a writer, artist, bird rehabber, and naturalist.
No matter where you live, there are going to be birds around you. They're everywhere. They're in urban areas. I mean, they're peregrine falcons nesting on buildings in downtown cities. And I've been walking in cities and heard the kick of a peregrine coming from the top of a building, and people are just going by on the street completely unaware that this amazing bird is sitting up there on a cornice yelling.
Julie lives and works on 80 acres in the Appalachian foot trails of southeastern Ohio. Every morning she walks through the meadows, the orchards, and the forest on her property.
The morning walk is definitely, I call it my morning practice, because it's, and I'll often say, you know, I'm going out to get my mind straight.
Julie says every time she's out, walking and birding, the world shows her something to be amazed about. A new nesting pair of orchard orioles, a familiar blue-winged warbler, a whippoorwill.
When I go on my walk in the morning, this time of year, in heavy, heavy high summer, I tend to stick to the meadow where I've mown a couple of miles of trails through it. And then I go into the wooded orchard and I bird there and I see who's feeding young and I listen to the swelling cicada chorus, which just started today, the dog day cicadas, not the periodic ones. So it's really very beautiful, and I make it a point to do this every single day. And then I can be in touch with the changes and the phenology of the season. What's happening on a given day might be very different from what was happening the day before. I do have actually lots of favorite places. One is my husband's grave, which is out in the middle of the meadow. And he's only been gone a couple of years. And it seems like I always see or hear something really neat out there, and I often think it's a message from him. After I visit Bill, I walk into the orchard, and there's a tree there I call the dogwood god, which is this enormous Virginia dogwood that I cleared of overhanging vines and strangling multiflora rose. And I love to stand there and just revel in this amazing tree holding forth there with a clear understory. And I like to listen to what's singing there, and sometimes I even climb up in it for a whole different perspective on the woods. I can be gone anywhere from an hour to 3 or 4 hours, depending on what I find, and that's the beauty of it. It's my daily practice is led by exploration and discovery, and let's say I find something cool like a nursery web spider, and I want to photograph the spider tending its young, you know, that kind of thing. It just depends. Or maybe like today I ran into the brood of blue-winged warblers being fed. And before that, I had a great look at a yellow-billed cuckoo calling, which is a bird that's really hard to get a look at. I study what I've got. I love what I've got. And I'm happy with what I can see. Birds have these beautiful songs that, if we allow them to, can seep into our consciousness and shape an experience for us. Like, there's nothing like going out on a summer evening and listening to the first whippoorwill start to sing, and then joined by a barred owl or a woodcock twirling in the sky. There's just something about the fact that they're songsters, and they're migrants, and they fly, and they spend some time with us, but then they go away on these mysterious odysseys that are so much more amazing than we ever dreamt. So I just think that's why birds, you know, that's all quite outside of their incredible beauty and their intelligence and their vibrancy. I think Roger Torrey Peterson called them the most eloquent or vibrant expression of life on Earth, and I tend to agree.
Julie Zickafoos is a writer, artist, bird rehabber, and naturalist. She lives, walks, and birds on her 80 acres in southeastern Ohio. To find a link to Julie's books and artwork, just head to onpointradio.org. I'm Kimberly Atkins-Store. Thanks for listening.